another great spring for Shadron Track and Field. Coach, boy, following your team on athletic.net, would you agree? It's been a heck of a spring season for these kids, hasn't it?
It has been. I was super worried what the weather was going to do to us, but we've been pretty fortunate for the most part. And, you know, with good weather, you're going to have good performances. So totally thrilled with everything that's been kind of playing in our favor.
Let's talk about your girls first. And you got a young lady, a sophomore, Addison Groover. Wow. Sprints, jumps. Yeah. She can do it all. She's just a sophomore.
Yes, she is. She comes from some good genetics. Both her parents were track athletes up here at the college. And, you know, she just was kind of born, you know, being at the track all the time. And, you know, that's what she knows. But she's done phenomenal, and she's tried some different events, you know, whether it was last year or this year, you know, just kind of seeing, you know, what she might excel at. And, you know, she's trying a little bit of triple jump more towards the end of the season here. But, you know, the one event that she has really, really taken off in is the long jump. You know, she did great for us last year, but, you know, she, during the off season, you know, she had jumped really well, had actually jumped farther than what our school record was. So we were kind of anticipating that that was going to happen. And, you know, she got that a couple weeks ago and, you know, has broken it again. So it's great to see her just progressing, you know, each week.
Has she got the school records in the sprints too, or close?
She does. Yeah, she broke those last year in the 100 and the 200. She hasn't quite come down to those times yet, but I think it's there for sure. You know, so it's a matter of when that will happen. It could be Friday in Bayard. It could be at districts. Just kind of depends on what she's going to do.
You've got a 4x1 relay she's part of as well. Yeah. It's right up in the thick of things with Gary and Gothenburg as well.
Yes, you know, we typically don't have a strong 4x1 team with the girls because, you know, our sprints are not always our strongest area. But, you know, we have a good group of girls who they've been running consistently together all season, a little bit last year too, you know, so that truly helps when it's not just one season that they're running together. But, you know, and there's just a few things we need to clean up with the handoffs, you know, and I think we have a really good shot of getting Omaha with that. And those girls want it so bad. And it's fun to see, you know, them wanting to get everything cleaned up so they can get down there.
I noticed it's a young team. Yeah, a lot of freshmen, some sophomores, maybe a couple of juniors, but it's a fairly young team, isn't it?
It is, you know, and, you know, my son is a sophomore as well. And so, you know, I've seen this group coming through, and I've known for a while how strong the girls are on that team. So, and it's nice that it's not just in one specific type of event, you know, it's pretty spread out, you know, with jumps and sprints and distance. It is a good group of kids.
Sophie Watson in a tough high jump field. Wow. I mean, look at all the marks there. That's going to be a dogfight, isn't it?
It is. It'll be fun to watch though. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a high jump, field like that. You know, I mean, we had Carson Ligling a few years ago who was jumping at 6 foot, but after that it was such a big drop off. But to have so many who have cleared 5'4" or higher, it'll be fun. And I really, truly hope every one of those girls, hits that mark or higher, you know, cause you know, that's a huge representation from our district, from our side of the state. So I hope everyone can do well next week.
You talked about your son. I think Jonathan is your son. He's right there in the thick of things in the tough hurdle field.
He is. He has been working so hard during the off season. You know, he wants to get to Omaha, and you know, I'm as a coach and a mom, you know, I'm pretty realistic. I'm like, you know, you're still pretty young, and he looks young. He's just tall and skinny. You know, he hasn't like fully matured quite yet. So, but it's getting there, and he's just been trimming more and more time off each meet, and you know, he keeps getting faster and even surprising me sometimes with some of his time. So as a mom and as a coach, I love seeing that and super proud to see him doing really well.
Got a couple of jumpers on the boys' side who are right there and of course that's another area, a very tough jump field as well.
Oh man. Yes, it is. You know, and our boys, they're pretty realistic. They know that those top two guys, you know, they're not going to be jumping. Our guys aren't going to be jumping in the 23s, 24s, but you know, they're also like, you know what? There's that third spot, you know, they want to reach for that third spot if they can. And I've told the boys too, I said, I've seen really crazy things happen at districts, whether somebody scratches all three jumps or, you know, somebody just pops off a big jump, you know, going a foot farther than they have, you know, things happen like that. So anything can happen, and it's anyone's spot, really.
Well, Coach, I think you would agree. This district is not disappointed at all in the spring, and at this district meet probably is not. It's not going to change. You're going to have a lot of of kids, big marks on Tuesday, and they'll take them right into Omaha and go big time as well.
Absolutely. I love that we have a tough district. I think it's good for our kids. I think it's, you know, being from Western Nebraska, it's awesome to see those kids down at state competing. You know, you're competing against them at districts, you know, and you're wanting the best for your kids. But then once you get to Omaha, I mean, we're truly cheering for everybody who's from our district, because it's a big thing. You know, you take pride in being where we're from, and it's awesome to see those kids do so well.
And I'm sure you're ecstatic. You don't have a long ways to go for this district this year, which is nice for you guys.
Yes, I'll be honest with you. When I saw that Ogallala had dropped down to C, I was making plans to go to either McCook or Gothenburg, because I know that, you know, they kind of had been pushing for wanting to host districts, you know, even before Ogallala had dropped down. And I was already making plans with our AD, you know, like, can we go the night before? And, you know, so we've been having those conversations. And then I told him, you know, to get a hold of the Scotts Bluff AD and really try to have him push to host districts, because Scotts Bluff has a really great facility. They put on a really good meet. And, you know, he tried. And then when I saw it was an alliance, I wasn't doing cartwheels, but I was inside. I was so, so pumped. And, of course, our kids were not as excited, but I'm like, you know what? We would have been leaving at about 3 or 4 in the morning to go to those other two. So be happy you get to sleep in.